Talk Round continues, 918. We have got clouds, 38 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to this edition of the morning show. Thank you very much for waking up with us this morning. Well, last week was National Public Health Week, and we had great conversations with our friends from Richland County Public Health. And because of the weather, kind of messed everything up. So we're just going to continue on into this week. Have Andrew with us here. I got to get all this right. Andrew and Angie. I think I got it right. Trying to keep all the names straight. A lot of people coming through here this morning. Well, Richland County Home Health Agency established in July of 1966, serving residents of Richland County since. Andrew, let's start with you. Can you tell us kind of specifically what services you offer to the residents?
Yes, Bill. We do offer registered nurse visits. We actually do also telehealth monitoring, point-of-care testing, as well as our home health aid visits.
Okay. And cover some of the reasons that a family member or someone might need home health.
Right. And, you know, there's a wide variety of reasons why we would help people in the home. Some of them would be a recent fall, if they have medication changes at the doctor's office, visits, if they need assistance with personal hygiene, if they see a decline in memory, frequent hospitalizations, or just noticing that their loved one is just not quite where they were at a few months ago and just trying to help keep them in the home.
Sure. So, Andrew, when a nurse comes to your home, what can people expect?
Yeah, so we tailor all of our visits to the patient's needs. Some of the things that we do would be including listening to hearts and lungs, getting your blood pressure, pulse, assisting with medication setup, and we also do some foot care in the homes as well. We provide education on chronic disease management. We also try to give you a better understanding of your medications, your diagnoses, and that type of stuff, so mm-hmm. we can continue to live in your own home.
So that's with nurses, Andrew. How about home health aides? What happens then?
Yeah, so home health aides, again, that is tailored to everybody as well. We can go anywhere from helping with showering and bathing, hair care, skin care, as well as other levels of assistance that is needed. It may be as simple as if they're not feeling safe getting in and out of the shower, or if they require a little additional assistance to, you know, wash your feet, wash your hand, or right. wash your hair, and that type of stuff. But again, everything is tailored to everybody else, everybody in the home, but mm-hmm. as well as the home health aide is actually under the direction of a home health nurse as well.
Boy, what a nice resource. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. Telehealth monitoring. We've heard about this before. Yep. What's this about?
So there's a couple of different types of telehealth monitoring. You know, I think since COVID, a lot of people understand the telehealth aspect where you see the doctor face-to-face through a cell phone or through a computer and that. The telehealth that we offer is actually something where we can monitor your blood pressure, pulse, your oxygen levels, your weights, through our computer system and that. So basically, if we'd bring a system into the home, we could get it connected where you weigh in every morning or you get blood pressure every morning, and we actually see those results right away. And let's say, you know, if we start to see that the blood pressure goes up or if your weight starts to go up, we can kind of monitor that very closely and mm-hmm. get on top of it before they start to become a problem.
Boy, you gotta love technology. Tell me more about point of care monitoring, Andrew.
Yeah, so the point of care monitoring, there's medications out there that require us to do monitoring of your blood work and that. And that is the warfarin and INR testing. So the INR testing, we actually can do that in the home, so you don't have to run to the clinic to get your INRs done. And we would call into the clinic and get those orders to make sure that you're taking your Coumadin or the warfarin as we need to keep you in the safe levels and that.
Okay. So if people are listening to this, Andrew, and they say, yeah, this applies to me or a family member or a loved one, what is yep. the next step?
So if there's if there's a family member or if yourself is really looking at trying to stay in the home, you can just give us a call at Richland County Health Department. Our number is 701-642-7735. And you can just ask for one of the home health nurses. The nurse will discuss your needs, and we'll contact the physician. We do need a physician order when we come to the home, just to ensure that we are following the doctor's orders and that as well. So sure. Once we get that all set up, we will actually contact you guys again and set up a time and date for us to come out, discuss your needs in person, and get you rolling in home health if that's what we need to do.
Okay. So as far as payment, Andrew, who pays for home health services?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people know that Medicare pays for home health, but there's a lot of other payment options out there. We also have Medicaid that will pay for us to keep you in the home, as well as the VA. And then we actually also offer private pay nursing as well in home health aid. So if you don't qualify under those types of services, we can also have it so you guys would pay for it as well.
All right. So there's a rumor floating around that Andrew's the best kept secret at Richland County Home Health Services. Is that true?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing, the biggest kept secret would be that you don't have to be homebound to receive any services.
Okay.
You know, Medicare is the one that really looks at homebound status for you to get onto care. And there's a couple of private insurances as well that follow Medicare guidelines. But there's, again, Medicaid does not require you to be homebound. The VA has their own as well. And if you're doing private pay services, you don't have to be homebound to receive any care in the home.
Okay. Now let's talk about the main goal. If you were to sum it up, what is the main goal of Richland County Home Health?
You know, our main goal is to keep residents living in their own homes as long as possible.
All right. Man, that sums it up.
It does, yep.
And great information, Andrew. Thank you for that. Going to switch gears. Talking with Angie this morning. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. Thank you for that.
Well, tell us about your role at Richland County Public Health, Angie.
Okay, so my role, I'm the Community Resource Coordinator for Richland County Health Department. I'm basically an advocate for people trying to navigate our complicated healthcare system.
Oof.
There's so many rules, and it's terribly confusing. Oftentimes when a client comes into my office, it's because they're getting ready to start the Medicare process.
Okay.
So today I'd like to visit a little bit with some myths and facts of Medicare.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Let's start with the first one. Myth or fact number one, Medicare is free.
That is a myth. Medicare is not free. You pay premiums, you pay deductibles, and then you also have your copays out of pocket, just like with any other healthcare insurance plan. With Medicare Part A, which is the inpatient part of Medicare, you may qualify to have no premium, but you still have deductibles and copays. So then with Medicare B, which is your outpatient coverage, you'll have a premium, and this year it's $164.90 a month.
Okay.
It changes every year. You'll have a deductible, and you'll also have a copay. Some people choose to go with like a Medicare Advantage plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to have your premiums with those, and they may be low cost or no cost, but you still have your copays and other parts of that. Medicare D is the prescription part of Medicare, and that also has a premium, deductible, and copays. So bottom line, unfortunately, Medicare is not free.
All right, let's roll on to number two. Myth or fact, you can enroll in Medicare whenever you want.
That is a myth.
Two myths in a row. All right.
I tried to mix it up a little bit, but so you can enroll in Medicare if you meet certain qualifications and for a specific amount of time. And the more I do it, the more I learn about this.
I bet.
There are rules for each of the enrollment periods, and if you fail to adhere to them, you could end up paying a penalty. Most people qualify for Medicare when they are about to turn 65,
mm-hmm.
but you can also become eligible due to a disability. If you decide to continue working after age 65 and you're covered by a group health insurance for an employee that has more than 20 employees,
mm-hmm.
you can delay signing up for Medicare B and D. So then when you decide to retire and you drop your group plan, you have 8 months to sign up for Medicare B, which is the outpatient coverage, but you only have 63 days to sign up for the D. So it's confusing, yes?
Yeah, my head wants to explode. Let's move on to number three. Myth or fact, Angie, Medicare does not cost the same for everyone.
And that is a fact.
All right.
The exact amount you pay for Medicare depends on the specific Medicare coverage that you have and whether or not you qualify for financial assistance. Or on the flip side of that, if you have a higher income bracket, you're going to pay more for your Medicare B and D. So, for example, in 2023, if you have worked enough years and have enough credits built up, your Medicare A is free.
Okay.
Medicare B, again, is that $164.90 a month, and the Medicare D, it varies. Some plans, it runs about $5 a month. Some are up to $50. It depends on the medications you're currently on.
Okay, well, that much makes sense. All right, mm-hmm. Now, myth or fact, Medicare covers everything.
Well, that's a myth.
That's what I was thinking.
I wish they did, but
right.
They don't.
Right.
Medicare A, B, and D all have separate deductibles and copays. I feel like I kind of said that already.
Mm-hmm.
So that responsibility lies with the patient.
Okay.
Medicare also does not cover dental, vision, or hearing services,
which
is unfortunate.
So last one. I love this. Myth or fact, Medicare and Medicaid are not the same thing.
That is a fact.
Okay.
Medicare and Medicaid, I see I have a typo there, are not the same thing. Both are government programs. Both pay for health care, but that's where the similarities end. Medicare is generally for people who are older or disabled.
Okay.
Medicaid is for those with a limited income and resources. Medicare is covered by the federal government. Medicaid is the state government. The federal government does set the qualifying income and resource levels, but the state decides what's counted when calculating.
Okay.
So people can qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid, and then they work together to cover your health care costs.
Got it. Okay, what are some other things you can assist Richland County residents with, Angie?
Okay, so oftentimes, like I said, when people come in, it's usually they're starting the Medicare process, but that often leads to other topics. Maybe they can't afford their medications and they need some assistance with that. Or their rent is too high. They need, help with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of referring to other agencies like housing, Meals on Wheels, social services, hearing or vision assistance, those kind of programs.
Okay.
Right now is the time of year where there's the renter's rebate. And if you're 65 or older or disabled and under $42,000 gross per year income, you may qualify for a one-time-a-year annual rebate up to $400.
Okay.
So I can help with applications up until May 31st for that.
Okay. How do people hear about these services or this service?
I get referrals from doctors, clinics, pharmacies, family, friends, grocery stores,
sure.
All other agencies. If you need any assistance about things we've talked about today, don't hesitate to call me. And even if I can't help with that specific, I can probably refer you to someone who can. Our phone number, again, Richland County Health Department, 701-642-7735.
Angie, tell me about the Aging Expo coming up.
We're so excited. Because of COVID, this has been on hold for 3 years, I think. So the Southern Valley Aging Expo will be held on Thursday, May 11th. It's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wapton Community Center. A free will offering lunch will be served. There's going to be 28 vendors, a balance and falls screening by CHI, two presentations, and great door prizes. So it's a wonderful way to for older adults and their families to meet local agencies and learn about the services we provide.
Boy, what a great resource you guys are over there at Public Health.
We are.
You really are. I got to tell you, take a bow. Andrew and Angie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us,
Bill. For stopping by and talking with us. This will be podcast too, folks. So if you missed any of this information, it will be available on our website early this afternoon. It's 9:31. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a cloudy sky, 37 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Soybean crops in Argentina and Brazil are major factors in the USDA's April outlook of global bean production, as well as supply and demand estimates. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
South American soybean production, the story in USDA's April soybean outlook. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
Brazil, we're looking at a record